Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The Robertson Draw Fire, burning north of Clark, is currently at 69% containment and is no longer threatening structures or the towns of Red Lodge and Bear Creek. And now, the man suspected of starting the fire has had his first day in court. John Lightburn, 55, of Bridger, pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges alleging he caused the wildland fire that burned seven homes and 46 square miles of land. Lightburn appeared before District Court Judge Matthew Wald on felony and misdemeanor charges of negligent arson and a felony criminal mischief charge for the fire that started on June 13th on U.S. Forest Service land about 7 miles south of Red Lodge. Wald rejected a request from Lightburn's attorney to reduce his $7,500 bail. He told investigators he had spilled gasoline all over while trying to fix his dirt bike, which he was riding in an area closed to motorized vehicles, court records said. He said he checked his spark plug, which sparked and ignited the gasoline and surrounding grasses, hot and dry weather, and the wind pushed the flames. The fire also burned a U.S. Bureau of Land Management administrative cabin and a dozen outbuildings and led to evacuations, fire officials said. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says driver inattention and speed may be to blame for a Monday afternoon crash south of Manderson that left one person dead and two others, including a child, injured. The crash happened around 3:30 p.m. on Wyoming 433. Sergeant Jeremy Beck says Thomas A. Jarag, 80, of Manderson, was driving south when he slowed to turn and was rear-ended by an SUV being driven by Micah E. Moss, 33, of Grable. The collision caused Jarag's pickup to go off the road and overturn. Jarag was not wearing his seatbelt and died at the scene. Moss, who was also not buckled up, and his juvenile passenger, who was in a child seat, were taken to the South Bighorn County Hospital in Basin for their injuries.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
A Campbell County man was rescued early Monday morning after spending two nights trapped beneath an overturned four-wheeler in a pasture near the Aiden Road, officials said. Frank Reynolds, 53, was found around 7:50 a.m. on July 6th, approximately 40 hours after he initially set out to open pasture gates for his cattle on July 4th. He was noticed missing the next day after his family set out to move cattle on their ranch east of Gillette. They saw that his four-wheeler was gone and made several attempts to contact him without success. A search party was organized with approximately 40 to 50 personnel. Reynolds was finally located by an officer on horseback in a dry creek bed. He was pinned beneath the four-wheeler that had rolled on top of him when he accidentally reversed down a steep embankment while attempting to recover a cow and calf. He lay in the creek bed for two nights and a day, honking the four-wheeler's horn so much that it drained the battery. The incident broke several bones on Reynolds' left side, including his shoulder and possibly his clavicle. Luckily, Reynolds had taken a cooler with him that morning that had several bottles of water and cans of beer inside. He was able to ration it, knowing he could be out there for some time while his family searched for him. Reynolds was transported to Campbell County Health and later to Casper Regional Medical Center. There is no word on his current condition.
Despite being one of the country's foremost energy producers, Wyoming ranks near the top of the list when it comes to the states with the most expensive energy. This has nothing to do with electricity consumption, natural gas use, or even the rapidly escalating gas and diesel prices at the pump this summer. Rather, it's the one thing residents can't do anything about: long driving distances. For the third year in a row, Wyoming ranks first in the nation when it comes to the highest motor fuel consumption per driver and second for the most expensive energy costs, with an average cost of $403 per month, according to a WalletHub survey. The survey compared the average monthly energy bills of residents in all 50 states and the District of Columbia based on the average monthly consumption and cost of electricity, natural gas, home heating oil, average gas prices, and miles traveled for the average driver. Connecticut had the highest average energy cost, followed in second place by Wyoming. Massachusetts comes in third. Not surprisingly, the Cowboy State also tops the list for the most money spent per month on fuel at $246. Conversely, the state ranked 36th for the cheapest electricity at an average of $115 per month. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.